Did you know that your medical school application GPA will likely not be the same as your transcript GPA? There are lots of reasons for that, and it can be frustrating, but there is a free, easy way to calculate your medical school application GPA at mapped.com. That's MAPPD.com. Using Mapped app, which is now free to use for a GPA calculator, this is a new change. So if you've checked out Mapped before, if it's been a while, go check it out. We've come a long way with Mapped app. And now with our free tier, after your 30-day free trial, using the referral code 30 days free, that's all one word, all capital letters, 30, the number 30 days free. After that free trial of using all of the amazing features inside of Mapped, you can now continue to use Mapped for free. Again, that's mapped.com, MAPPD.com. The Old Premeds Podcast, session number 267. You're a non-traditional student entering the medical field on your terms. You may have had some hiccups along the way, but now you're ready to change course and go back and serve others as a physician. This podcast is here to help answer your questions and help educate you on your non-traditional journey to becoming a physician. Welcome to the Old Premeds Podcast, sponsored by Blueprint Prep. My name is Dr. Ryan Gray, your host here every week, where I get to take your questions and answer them here on the podcast. If you're a non-traditional student and you have a question you want answered here on the podcast, go to premedforms.com, sign up for an account if you don't already have one, and ask over in the non-traditional pre-med discussion. Our question today comes from someone who has combat medical experience, and they have a question about that. They ask, I am a current pre-med student with 10 years of special operations experience in the military. During my time on deployments, I participated in a lot of real-world medical situations, everything from combat trauma to health clinics, etc. Does this experience count as clinical experience in the eyes of medical school? If so, what is the best slash appropriate way to translate these experiences into the medical school application? So first off, thank you for your service. And second of all, yes, this is amazing clinical experience. You have experience that many students are not going to have. Whether or not that helps you stand out or not shouldn't be a concern. It's an experience that you will be able to talk about in your application. So when it comes to quote-unquote translating this for your application, what I want you to think about, what I want all of you to think about is not necessarily quote-unquote translating any of your experiences into an application. And this comes up all the time with non-traditional students, not just students who have military experience, although it does come up a lot in the military world because that's the language that we use, right? When people transition out of the military, we talk about how do we translate all of the things that you did in the military to the quote unquote real world so that you can go get a job in the real world and we can translate those skills into something your employer is going to understand. Right, that's where that language is coming from, typically from people with military experience. But I get this question all the time from people who don't have military experience, people who are have been managers or leaders in their divisions and whatever non-medical job they're coming from. They want to learn how to translate this stuff to an application as well. And my typical response is, don't do that. I want you to just tell the story of what you did without translating it to how is this going to help you as a physician? That's where most students are trying to quote unquote translate this stuff, right? So for you, having combat experience and especially combat medical experience, you don't need to translate that into how it has prepared you to be a physician. I think most people reading an application will understand that that experience is very valuable to who you are, to you solidifying in your mind that you want to be a healthcare provider, obviously in this situation, specifically a physician, and that obviously something in there motivated you to do that. And that's the story that you need to tell on your application. What happened and how is that motivating you to become a physician? Not translating it into why you think it's going to help you be a physician. That's that one extra step that lots of students want to make on an application that I personally don't think needs to be there. The goal of the application, your personal statement, your extracurricular descriptions, your secondary essays, is to paint a picture of who you are and what you've done. Not sell a story about why you are ready to be a physician, why you think you're going to be a great physician. Every student can say that, but it doesn't mean anything. But your story and why it's motivating you, that's unique to you. And that's all I need you to do. So don't worry about translating what your experiences were into why you think it's going to make you a good physician. Worry about telling the story about what happened. And I recommend getting really nitty-gritty into one specific experience out of the many that you've had. Paint that picture and then tell the reader why it's motivating you to be a physician. That's the connection that you should have. Hopefully that was helpful. If you're a pre-med and you are on your journey to medical school, the MCAT is something that students have to combat all of the time. Speaking of some combat experience, the MCAT is obviously a beast. It's hard and it's important. We all know that commercial that we see on YouTube all of the time. Blueprint Prep is there to help you with free resources. One of those free resources is the podcast that I do with Blueprint called the MCAT Podcast. If you're unfamiliar with any of my podcasts, maybe you're watching this on YouTube right now, I have a lot of podcasts. What you're watching on YouTube right now is the old Pre-Meds Podcast. I also do the MCAT Podcast with Blueprint Prep. Go check that out at mcatpodcast.com. Hope you have a great week. We'll see you next time here on the Old Pre-Meds Podcast.
This is MedEd Media.